This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again?
Well, that's right, folks. Caroline and Ezra here. We're talking about plastic bags today on the back of BN's pledge to reverse the no plastic bag policy in Selangor in the event, of course, that they win the state back. We're seeing quite a lot of pushback.
Yeah, so the local chapter of the WWF, of course, is warning of dire consequences to the environment, urging the administration to do what is right, also reminding us that these, you know, single-use plastics have dire consequences on nature and biodiversity. I think this is rather interesting, the 20-cent plastic bag. I mean, did you think that that would be the straw that breaks the camel's back?
I mean, it feels so politically petty on one level. But B, when I first saw this campaign, I was kind of scratching my head because I felt like I didn't quite understand it. Because
yes.
I thought, is this like a ninja mind trick?
No, but that's the thing.
I'm saving the environment in a sort of roundabout way. I don't know.
In reverse.
But I calmed down and I thought about it. No, this is just really just a not very well thought out approach.
Well, I think so as well. I mean, it's taken us such a long time to get on this no plastic bag bandwagon. And I speak for myself here. You know, I was carrying around all these recyclable bags in my car to the point where I think I had maybe 10 of them in my boot. I would forget to take them out when I needed them. But there they were in the car. I finally got myself into the habit of forcing myself to bring it down every time just in case.
And now you've gotten it into a rhythm. You're saving the environment.
Yeah.
And now, there's this, you know, initiative to promote free plastic bags. It just doesn't make sense on so many levels. But well, weighing in on this is Nisha Muhammad Faisal, the sustainability facilitator at Ecocentric Transitions. Nisha, thank you for joining us on the Evening Edition. Now, this suggestion to, I guess, give away free plastic bags, it seems like quite a departure from what is now the norm of, you know, using all of these recyclable bags. What do you think this says about our, I guess, commitment to the environment?
I feel like it's a very sensationalized portion of what we do every day as people in Malaysia on the environment. I feel like we need to look at the bigger picture. And, you know, in other countries, these kind of policies are made by subject matter experts. They are made with long-term goals in mind. They are made to be nationwide and achievable. And overall, they are made to be planetary ethical goals.
So how big a role have top-down measures played in encouraging people to be more environmentally friendly?
I think times are very chaotic. They are very loud. There's a lot of things going on. And, you know, as much as we are trying to develop in terms of economy and in terms of facilities, we also need to think of the environment, the conditions in which we're living. It's not even about whether plastic bags are convenient or not. It's about, do we want to live in this wasteland that we're creating around us, you know? So when we look at the countries which are equally as developing as us, are we looking at the best practices that we can apply and we can live up to? Or are we looking at what's the minimum standards we want to meet? And I think that's a question that not just at the level of the state needs to internalize, is the individuals. We need to internalize this. If I were to support a campaign, what would that campaign look like? So we need to really internalize this issue on environment, on our urban well-being, our safety of clean water, microplastics in the environment. You know, so that it's larger than just a one-off. You know, that is how I feel about it.
No, I completely understand, Nisha, and it definitely is an individual commitment to the environment for sure. So let me ask you this. Do you think this ban on plastic bags has been effective in the country? Are Malaysians aware that the benefits of this policy far outweigh the convenience?
I think we are starting to normalize to bringing our own bags. We're starting to normalize bringing our own food containers even. So I think it's just a matter of time. Eventually, it will be, I've got so much plastic bags at home, I can just use that again. So it's just socializing discontinuing plastic bags. It's on its path, you know. It will not happen overnight. And I think as more states adopt it as a best practice, because you know, you remove one waste item from the waste stream, you have less waste to put in the landfill. You know, land is a big issue. How much of land are we going to keep digging out and turning over to make into landfills? So there are bigger storylines to discuss and negotiate.
Yeah, this is true. And if ever this reversal of policy were to go through, how do you think Malaysians would react to it?
How would Malaysians react? I think if, as a business owner, I would hold to my guns and say, hey, I'm a nationwide chain store and my policy is to not give plastic bags, and I think I would hold to it. And let's look at conversations like the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals. That's holding us up to some targets for 2030. Look at TN50. We're looking at nationwide achievements, right? And we shouldn't stop there. We should look at all these goals and targets and go beyond that, because that's where we need to be as a nation. We need to look at those larger things. So as individuals, yeah, today it's about bringing your own container. Tomorrow, you never know. You might even be cooking your own meals. So let's look at it from a health perspective. Let's look at it from an environmental perspective. Let's look at it from an ethical, planetary being perspective.
Here, here. Thank you very much for those insights, Nisha. That was Nisha Muhammad Faisal, the sustainability facilitator at Ecocentric Transitions, with her thoughts on reversing Selangor's plastic bag policy. Stay tuned to the evening edition. More after this on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.